I can't see, I can't see. 1 Timothy 4:1, New King James Version states, Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines, teachings of demons. 1 Timothy 4:1, New King James Version. I'm amazed at the amount of scriptures that the apostles give to the subject of false teachings. 1 Timothy 4:2, 6, 3-4, Titus 1:11, 2 Peter 2:1. It is not just in the church, but in society as a whole. Such people are not serving Christ our Lord. They are serving their own personal interests. By smooth talk and glowing words, they deceive innocent people. Romans 16:18, New Living Translation. Our educational institutions are full of anti-God, anti-Christ philosophies. Colossians 2:8 in the New Century Version says, Be sure that no one leads you away with false and empty teaching that is only human, which comes from the ruling spirits of this world and not from Christ. Colossians 2:8, New Century Version. Be on watch that this does not happen to you. I once knew a couple that had a fine family, a boy and a girl. One summer at Bible camp, the girl made a profession of faith in Jesus Christ. She was later baptized. As she grew older, she attended a university and took a religion class. At the end of the university instruction, she was no longer a believer in Christ. In fact, her actions, beliefs, and lifestyle demonstrated the spirit of Antichrist. Anti means against Christ. Children, time is just about up. You heard that Antichrist is coming. Well, they're all over the place. Antichrist everywhere you look. That's how we know that we're close to the end. 1 John 2:18, The Message Bible. When I was a young boy, we had some paint remover in a can that had been sitting out in the hot sun. The can had swollen with pressure coming from the inside. So what did I do? I opened the can. The paint remover exploded in my face, blinding both of my eyes. I began to scream, I can't see, I can't see. I ran into the house and spent a lengthy amount of time washing out both my eyes. God was good to me, and my eyesight did come back. This morning I was telling the story to my wife, when suddenly it dawned upon me. The worst blindness a person could have is spiritual blindness. Isaiah 59:10, Matthew 6:23, 15:14, 2 Corinthians 3:14, 4:4, Ephesians 4:18, 2 Peter 1:9, 1 John 2:11. Their sentence is based on this fact, that the light from heaven came into the world, but they loved the darkness more than the light, for their deeds were evil. John 3:19, Living Bible. Will you be like the young boy who screamed, I can't see, I can't see? Or will you be like those who were once in darkness, but are now in the light of the Lord, living as children of light? Ephesians 5:8, NIV. But those people who should be in the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where people will cry and grind their teeth with pain. Matthew 8:12, New Century Version. Does this describe you? Darkness throughout eternity. I can't see, I can't see.